The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday on the Noon Business Hour. Today we're talking about the so-called sandwich generation with adult children moving back home and the growing needs of your aging parents. In this segment, let's talk about the child. How do you maybe carefully move that child out for good in order to help your financial future? Joining us on the McGrath-Lexus Business Line, Craig Bolanos, Chief Executive Officer of Wealth Management Group in Inverness in Downers Grove. Craig, this sounds like you have to be pretty delicate about this when you have especially an adult child who's living at home.
Well, Cisco, that's just right. I mean, all of us are what I call well-intentioned. We're well-meaning parents. We welcome our adult children home when they're making this transition to save money, pay off debt, when they're looking for that first job, you know, that first career. But the reality is we need to set expectations early, ideally before our boomerang child comes back through that front door. Otherwise, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, talk about that. What's the pressure challenge with the parents' financial future if they have that child living at home too long?
Well, as a practitioner, a real life example we have right now is we have clients who want to downsize their property to take advantage of the great real estate price to unlock that home equity. But Cisco, they can't sell because they've got their adult kids in the house still. You know, that's one example. The other thing I think that parents, you know, again, well-intentioned, fail to appreciate is just how expensive it is, what I call at the margins, having the kids under your roof. It's the food, it's the utilities, it's paying for their auto insurance, paying for their cell phone. All of those things add up really quick, and I want parents to set expectations early, and we also have to make it a little bit uncomfortable. If they're still in our house, there should be a curfew. If they're back in our house, we might want to forbid what I call overnight guests. And yes, maybe we shouldn't be nagging, but we should annoy those adult kids a little bit to provide some additional incentive and motivation for them not to become permanent residents in our basement.
So at what point do you just go ahead and put the house up for sale anyway and downsize to the one bedroom unit?
Well, at some point in time, you might just be forced to. It's a very uncomfortable conversation, and I do want to make sure that when we get to that point, I think parents, you know, if we've welcomed the kids back in, you know, we eventually get to a point that the generosity is exhausted, but we just have to help with the transition. You know, the last thing we want to do is send that adult child out into the real world without any money, without any savings. And one of the strategies I tell parents all the time is if you're willing to have them live with you, have those adult kids pay some rent, and mom and dad consider squirreling some of that rent away so that you can help them with a security deposit, help them with some transition when you do finally put the house on the market and the adult child has to go get their first apartment.
Is it okay for mom and dad to put some of that money away for their financial future, or is that a little maybe too selfish?
Well, I don't think there's nothing wrong with let's not use that word, selfish. It might be responsible. Again, if we're being intellectually honest about this, it's just expensive. And the sandwich generation is trying to get caught up for retirement. At the same time, they're taking care of the generation above and the generation below. So yeah, I would suggest if your adult child is paying you $500 a month in rent, you don't necessarily have to put that away for them. Take that $500 a month in rent and put it into a Roth IRA for your own future, because again, everybody wants to be financially independent. We never want to rely on the next generation to take care of us.
Thanks so much, Craig Bolanos, Chief Executive Officer of Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove.